Sharon Maley, Director and Chair, Department of Nursing and Education.
You're being awarded for some work you're doing with this organization. Explain what it is, what the organization is, and what the award's about.
The American Association of Colleges of Nursing, commonly known as AACN, they've chosen me, and I must say that I am honored but very humbled for their Advocate of the Year Award for 2015. What happens to get that award? I'm not quite sure all the things, but I'm the state grassroots liaison for West Virginia and represent AAC in that capacity. What we do is that we make Hill visits, usually in March and October, and my role is to help the coordination and establishing those visits for all the deans and directors in West Virginia, and we go as a cohort in to talk with them about issues that's significant to their organization of AACN and to the profession of nursing. We want to continue focusing on strengthening a federal investment in nursing education, research, and practice. And the way to do that is be an advocate force. One of the things we do here at Shepherd, though, every spring and fall, we send our senior students to the Hill. And they have the opportunity to meet with their congressman and discuss an issue that they have passion about. We need to mentor the next generation to become advocates in order to continue the change process.
Why is this sort of activity important in your career field?
Things happen through federal funding and financing of it, through the legislative process. When we look at the Affordable Care Act, that was the legislative process. When we look at funding for our nurse practice in terms of Title X, it comes from the Capitol. When we look at additional funding for the National Institute of Nursing Research, we have to look at the federal budget and see how those dollars are allocated. By going to the Hill, we advocate for the profession and we advocate for quality patient care through that also. I was in Charleston late fall representing AACN at the session where President Obama discussed the opiate abuse that's so prevalent in our state and the issues that we have nationally. Now, because of our efforts to bring change, President Obama has added additional funding in the next budget year. CDC has come up with new standards, but there's still so much more that needs to occur. But the way to make those changes occur is visit your congressman and emphasize that resources need to be allocated for that.
Is this a tough time to do that?
It's always tough. You know, money is always tight. And there's only so much money in the pot, and you've got to allocate where you think the priorities are. And our role as deans and directors in the state of West Virginia is to emphasize what we think the needs of our population are and hopefully get funding to support those needs.
In a nutshell, what are the needs of the population in West Virginia according to this organization?
Well, for nursing education, we try to lobby for additional funds in Title VIII, and we try to advocate for additional funds for nursing research because nursing research really advances the practice of nursing. In the state of West Virginia, we're number one in too many different areas. We're number one in obesity, number one in diabetes, number one in hypertension, it just goes on. And we advocate to get those research dollars put aside and earmarked for nursing. Here at Shepherd, we're thrilled to have a HRSA grant for interprofessional practice that's $1.4 million. Dr. Clayton's the project director, and I'm the senior advisor on that. But with that, we're trying to further the opportunity of students to do that interprofessional education to deliver the quality care that needs to be delivered for the vulnerable population of diabetics.
Well, thanks for talking.
Okay.